Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Radio. Appreciate everybody joining in. It's December 1st, 2022. 7 p.m. Eastern Time is what we're here always. Every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. And, well, I just saw on the news. I really wasn't checking, but it just kind of came across the wire. Looks like the railroad strike has been averted as of right now. The Senate passed the bill that the House passed, which included the company's proposal, not what the unions wanted. It didn't include the sick days that the union wanted. So that's what's happened. The Biden administration said that they were going to keep pushing for the sick days. They're not going to give up on that, but they're not willing to side, I guess. They're going to sign it, and it's, I guess, I don't know how that works. I guess it becomes law that the union has to accept those terms. They cannot reject them, which is kind of silly because, I mean, if you work in the union, if you're a union worker and you actually believe that you should be striking over the sick days, then strike. What are you going to do? Go to jail? You're not working. Who cares? You know, I mean, what they're going to do is that as the union, you're going to be in violation of your contract, which means that they can remove you from the union, I guess, and go hire people that are willing to work, which is basically what, you know, what you should have been doing all along. Really, you know, if a company wants to hire you and you're going to unionize and you're going to say, hey, we want to work a certain level. Well, the company can say, no, I'm not going to hire you. I'm going to hire somebody else. I mean, they could do that. Why would they want to hire the union when the union can just hold them, you know? In fact, it's amazing to me that it does like it is where, you know, you can just, I don't know, Ben Shapiro says it perfectly, it's a scam where the union can put money into politicians and get politicians elected that'll do what they want to do. So that way when it's time to negotiate, the person that you're sitting across the table from is actually on your side. So the person that when they're supposed to be representing that company, they're not. They're not really representing that company. They're representing themselves, or they're representing you. The company is getting shafted, kind of thing. But in this case, it didn't seem like that's going to happen. What looks like it's that, hey, you're not going to get everything you want. Go back to work. And if you're a union, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's going to cost a lot of money. I mean, even shutting down for 3 or 4 days, even shutting down for the weekend might be a bad deal. I don't know. You know, hey, everybody talks about it. Everybody's, what would we always say? You know, everybody's hardcore fighting for what they believe in until it's time to fight for what you believe in. You know, come on. But, hey, what do you think? Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. We're going to talk about a bunch of other things, too. We got, you know, Christmas right around the corner. Freight rates look like they're still slipping. And, you know, things like that. got to get yours while the iron is hot. Rates might not be affected that much by the railroad thing because it looks like they have been averted that. So yeah, just check it out and see what all you're doing, and you know, give us a holler. Let us know what you think. 515-602-9731. We got to, you know, just talk about trucking and talk about things, what's going on, and talk about what's going on in the world today. A couple of cool things happened in the movie industry that I wanted to talk about, and I'm excited about. So looking forward to movies coming out here. You know, everybody was kind of getting hurt by the, pandemic, where you couldn't go to the movie theaters. I love going to the movie theaters. As truck drivers, oftentimes when you got time to kill, that's what you do, is you go to the movie theater. And I always like did that. If I was cruising down the highway on Saturdays, on the weekends, and I kind of like wasn't feeling like it, I wanted to kind of cut loose and maybe get away from the truck for a little while, there was a couple of places where I could stop, park the truck, get a hotel room, go to the movie theater, you know, relax, you know, get maybe even grab a drink, you know, things like that. Get out of the truck for a while. You know, even when you're under a load, sometimes you got time to do that, and you can do that. Sometimes you can't. But it's always about planning, getting your plan done, and taking care of yourself. So let me know what you think about that and what you're getting into. We'll talk about that later tonight, too. So give us a holler, 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and I's Radio, all things trucking and then some. Thank one of our great sponsors, and that is the Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app. You go check them out at truckertools.com or download the app from your app store. That's free, and we're all about free speech. So take care of that, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. This is Redneck and I's Radio. We'll be back in a second. See you in a bit.
Said I left California back in 76. Music died with Jimi Hendrix. Things got crazy in San Francisco. But thumbing across the country, man, I thought it would freeze. So I followed Buck to the Florida Keys. Nearly got busted with a load of snow-white cargo. But I picked up this boat in the illegal deal. Now you could say I got a hell of a steal, but I couldn't stay there, so I headed for Isla Madal. But as a sea captain, man, I ain't worth a damn. At any ocean, I got all turned around and limped in a boulder with a hole in my hull. But I said, if I ain't sinking, well, I must be swimming. If I ain't dead, I must be living. Living is a thing that scares me the most. And if I ain't sleeping, well, I better be fishing. If I ain't anchored, I will be drifting. But all in all, I guess I'm doing pretty good since I hit my third coast. I quit the weed, poking holes in my arms.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate everybody listening along. We're also on YouTube Live. Don't forget to go over there and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And I don't know, what do you think? Looks like the Senate passed the rule that the House voted on, which told the unions that you got to take what they're offering and you can't hold out for what you want. And so looks like the sick pay or the sick days is what they're fighting for. So, I mean, let's talk about sick days. So what are our sick days actual? You know, hey, I want to take the day off sick, or, you know, anybody else out there have different time off? Like you have vacation and then you have sick days. Okay. So what is the difference? Because really the sick day, I guess, is if you get up in the morning and you say, hey, you know, you could take that day for no reason, you know, for really no reason at all. It's you call in sick. You say, I'm not feeling well. Or is there a rule? Now, like in the military, if you were sick, you couldn't just say, oh, I can't come in today, I'm not feeling good. You couldn't do that in the military. You actually had to go to the doctor. And every morning, and you couldn't do it like at 10 o'clock whenever you felt like it. It was everybody that most everybody that reported to work. The sick call, they called it, basically was a section of the emergency room where if you were supposed to go report for work, report for duty, and I think it's whenever the base kind of decided it. Maybe the Army was different. I was in the Air Force. Yeah, don't laugh. But it was 7 o'clock, like 6 to 8. It was 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. You reported the sick call. And so you went into sick call. And you saw the doctor, and the doctor would either send you home or just give you something and send you back to work, you know, depending on what your deal was. So you actually had to get up, get dressed in uniform, and go into sick call. Sometimes to your duty at the time that you were supposed to report. So at like, you know, if you were supposed to be there at 7, you'd be there before 7. I mean, like where you're not going to be late. And then you say, I need to go to sick call. And then you would go to, you would get released and go to sick call. And then from there, you would either get sent home or given something, get back to work, whatever. Okay. That's how the military works, right? So and basically because in the military you got, what was it? 2 days a month, 2.5 days a month in leave. And that was your time off, which had to be requested and had to be done in advance. But sick call, I mean, there was unlimited amount of sick call because you were getting paid salary anyway. Now, the job I do now, they don't have any sick days. Basically what it is you take time off, either paid or unpaid. So you can, and then it's between you and your supervisor and of course how much time you're given. So like right now I get 2 weeks. And they call it PTO, paid time off. And let's say that I wasn't feeling well and I decided I couldn't go to work. So I just, you know, texted or called my supervisors, whoever was expecting me, and say, I can't come into work tonight. I don't feel well. And they're like, oh, well, you know, that's the way it is. And that happens, right? And And then the next day or whenever, you would talk to your supervisor about, you know, well, do I have any PTO? If I have PTO, can you put in a PTO day for that? You know, and a lot of times they'll do that. There was a thing I forgot. It was back when everything was shut down. So we had, so this is what happened. We had some problems with ICE. Remember back, it was 2021, like January, February of 2021, the state of Texas just shut down because of the ICE. And they had, you know, we called it Snowvid, where it just shut everything down because of the icy roads and everything. Well, I mean, I got shut down. They wouldn't let us work because I work nights. And, of course, the highways were going to be closed, and a lot of bridges froze over, so they closed the bridges so we couldn't get down the road. So they said, just stay home. So when I – and then – so for like 3 days, I had to use a PTO to get paid or not take a PTO and then not receive any money. There are, like, circumstances. We can talk about those. But they sent out a message. They, you know, like my supervisor called me and said – and said, hey, what do you call, if you guys want to work during the day, you can come in and work during the day. We got plenty of freight to deliver. Come work during the day, and you can do that. And so I did that, but I only worked like a half a day. But then I asked the supervisor, hey, can I put in PTO? Because I was looking to try to get a full day's pay. And he was like, no, since you worked, you can't take a PTO for that day because you worked that day. So I said, okay, fine. So that's where they couldn't do it. Now, you know, the way the payroll system works in different companies, you can do whatever. But so basically what I'm getting at is that what's the big deal with sick days other than the fact that they're just additional time off? So if you're already getting time off, paid time off, vacation, whatever, you should be able to use that day in, day out for whatever's necessary. And so any extra time off should be just added on top of your vacation time anyway. So they can do that. And I don't know why you wanted to add sick days. I just don't know why that's a big deal. Like let's throw in a 5 or 7 additional sick days. And it's like, nah, I don't make any sense, you know? So I don't know. What do you guys think about all that? It's weird to me to see about, you know, why they were fighting over sick days when really if you just wanted extra time off, just ask for extra time off. Just, you know, what companies – I mean, I don't even know what they were getting. How many weeks of vacation were they getting every year from the get-go and all that? I mean, right now I know for a fact that a lot of companies – like right now I'm up to – I mean, you got your first year – working for a lot of trucking companies, if you're a company driver, now this is a company driver, you get 1 week of pay, and then you get up to 2 or 3 years there, you get 2 weeks, and then after that, it's like, you know, if you get 6 or 7 years or 10 years, you get 3 weeks. And then the company I work for, if you've worked there 20 years, after on your 21st year, you get 4 weeks of paid time off. 4 weeks a month, basically, right? So, and that's what it works out to be every year in the military. If you are in the military, basically it's a month off every year. Isn't that what it is? A month? Yeah. But I mean, it's a long time. And they roll over. So, and a lot of companies don't roll over the time. You take your time that year. If you don't take it, you lose it. So yeah. That's kind of what I was getting at with that, and I didn't know for sure if anybody else has that separated where it's you know, it's time off, paid time off, vacation pay, sick pay, you know. I know that a lot of companies offer like a maternity leave, things like that, you know, or even fathers get time off, you know. We made fun of that with our new transportation secretary, where he took like 3 months off and nobody knew he was gone. Nobody is like, oh, wait a minute. That's the job they gave him. We didn't even realize. And he didn't even do anything. I mean, you know, he adopted somebody and he got paid time off, which he's a bureaucrat. Bureaucrats get paid time off everything. I remember a friend of mine talking about politicians is that they get paid a salary, right? Which it's up to $200,000 a year, I think, for senators, or $250,000 or whatever. They never touch that money because everything they do, it's like you're they travel to and from, you know, where they live, their state, the state they're from, or in their job in Washington D.C. That's paid for by government because you got to get to and from work, so that's got to be paid for. You know, a lot of them get their housing paid for in Washington, D.C., that's paid for. The only thing they're having to pay for is if they buy property at their home. A lot of times they can justify getting some kind of expense for an apartment or house like in the the Capitol. Like, you know, a lot of them live in the Capitol just so they can be convenient. Maybe they even get a house paid for there because they're like, well, I live out here in Podunk. There, I can't do that. You know, things like that. So, yeah, they get paid a salary. They never spend any of that money because everything's on expenses as bureaucrats. But anyway, time off. You know, what's the big deal? But the Biden administration said they're going to keep pushing for the paid sick days. That's what they said. So I don't know what that means. But anyway, looks like it has been averted. We were all hoping that it would. We love seeing, you know, I like seeing turmoil. I like seeing things screw up. I like it when the politicians don't get what they want, especially when they all don't get what they want. Because, you know, for a fact, even the Republicans were going to cave on this. Oh, we can't have any kind of disruptions. And it's like, well, you know, sometimes disruptions is the only way to improve something. You know, we're going to have to go through some pains to get back to a good, sound economic economy that's going to be flourishing. It's going to be hard to get back to that. Inflation, you know, I heard on a video today talking about how, you know, the COVID, they've already proven with COVID that they take away your freedoms. They take away your ability to, you know, relax and go do what you want to do and go buy what you want to buy. They've already been able to restrict that. Nobody said anything. You know, nobody cried. You know, all they got to do is claim that there's a problem, there's an emergency, and everybody's like, oh yeah, okay, you know, I get it, right? They've already been able to do that, and now with the inflation, they've taken your money. I've said it before. You know, this lady confirmed it with a video today. They've actually taken your money with inflation. They've taken it away from you because, like I said before, whoever you vote for, right? Whoever you support. It's economic, which is, you know, free market or communism, you know, a socialism kind of thing where, you know, you might support that, but rest assured that if you're not at the top of the rung, communism basically is fascism because the only people that benefit are the people at the top. That's the only people that benefit. And if you're not up there, then any money you have in the bank is definitely worthless. Okay, China's going through that right now. All the regular people out there, they have no power at all. They have no money. They have no voice, nothing. Okay? And then now we see businesses, because they don't want to piss off the government because they want to be able to continue to do business. And these people, I mean, I'm assuming that these people are paying for their phone service. You know, they're sending a bill to Apple or AT&T or whoever to get their data, you know, to get their phone calls on their cell phone, their internet and everything. It's highly restricted, which they were living with. They didn't care, right? But then when they actually wanted to voice an opinion they had about why the government's doing that, it gets shut down. And now they're all, oh, well, you shouldn't be able to do that. Well, they shouldn't have been able to do everything they were doing, but you were allowing it. Just like now, they shouldn't be able to do what they're doing, but we are allowing it. We're allowing it through COVID. We're allowing it through inflation. You know, everything you have is less valuable because they made it that way, which means the people at the top. And I'm not going to say they're evil. They're just not very bright. They think the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And that's what they're doing. They're thinking they're doing the right thing. They're trying to help. You know, they're trying to help these people way down here. Okay. And the ladder, you know, let's say that there is a big hole, right? And you want to get everybody out of the hole. Okay, poverty, whatever you want to call it. You want to get everybody out, and you want everybody to be able to run free. Now, there are people not so deep down in the hole. They're climbing, and they're struggling, and they're going to get there. okay? And all you got to do is leave them alone and let them do it, and they'll climb, right? And they'll bring some people along the way that might not be able to make it on their own. They'll bring people with them. All you got to do is let them climb, right? But the government, standing on the top of the hole, looking down, they're saying, we need to get everybody out of that hole. And they start shoving ladders down the hole, knocking all the middle people that are climbing, that are doing all right. You just need to get out of their way and let them climb. They're shoving these ladders down the hole, knocking these people off the cliff and knocking them down, back down. And that what we're finding out is the ladder, they don't go all the way down. The ladder doesn't go all the way down to get those people. And they say, we just need a longer ladder, which is more money, right? And that every time that they create more money, the hole keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And then the ladder still is not long enough to reach all the way down to get everybody out of the hole. Again, there are people climbing out, and they're pulling people along with them. And the more and more people get out of the hole, then it's easier for the people at the very bottom to start climbing. Because there's only so many walls, you know, the hole is only so big. If you keep throwing money at the problem, which is trying to shove ladders, then you keep making it deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's harder for everybody to get out because it just becomes deeper. So if you're down like maybe 25% out of the hole, and you got another 75% to go, and they keep shoving these ladders, and maybe the ladder is not necessarily getting to you, but you're okay. You're gonna keep climbing. And the ladder's not getting to you, or it's not really getting in your way, but you keep climbing. The problem is that every time they shove a ladder down there, the hole gets deeper, and that means you got longer to go. And, man, that just popped in my head, and that is a really awesome analogy. So I'm glad it's recorded on YouTube now, because, I mean, that's basically what it is. They're getting in your way. If they would get out of your way, you just get out of my way. Quit creating obstacles. I would do better. But every time that they try to say, we're helping the people, you're creating more obstacles, right? You're just creating more obstacles when you try to help people because then when you spend more money, you got to raise taxes. Well, if I'm out there making a good living, you're raising my taxes, that's another obstacle, right? If you say that you're doing better by, you know, creating more regulations to help maybe the environment or help the, you know, but you're like, well, that kills jobs, which means it's another obstacle. You know, so we can, you see how businesses, I mean, nobody wants a polluted world. Nobody wants a polluted planet or a planet that has, you know, this severe, okay, whatever the left says is happening with the planet, okay, they're not, I'm not saying that it's not happening. I'm saying that it's a long way off. And it's kind of like all the stuff they want you to do. I mean, Ben Shapiro says it best. If you're out there listening to Ben Shapiro, you should really do that. It's really important because Ben Shapiro says that the I forgot now. I did a Frank Costanza, but anyway, it's like the process about what was I talking about? The deal with obstacles and taxes and get in your way. You know what? I just forgot about it. Good thing I don't do this. I guess I should start writing more of this down. I don't know. Man, I just lost it. I don't know. I lost it. I'm such an idiot. But yeah, I forgot what he was talking about the other day. It was what he talks about this. It's kind of like getting in the frame of mind about struggling and regulations. Climate change, okay? Yeah, climate change. That all of the stuff they want you to do will help keep the temperature from rising like 1 to 2 degrees. That's a big estimate, like 1 to 2. A lot of scientists say that the stuff that we do will only keep the world climate, the global climate, from rising a half a degree over the next 100 years. The really big conservative is it might keep the climate from increasing 1 to 2 degrees in the next 100 years. Okay, the government says it's like 1 to 2 degrees in the next 10 years. That's what, because they want these laws, they want these rules because it makes them money. But it's not that. It's very, very minuscule. You know, all of these sacrifices that you're having to make, you know, forcing you to buy electric cars, or, you know, killing your jobs, killing the pipelines and all that. All of that stuff they're telling you that you should be doing only changes the climate outlook for 1 to 2 degrees in the next 100 years. That's it. That's it. That's all it's going to do. It doesn't do anything else. And, of course, then these big countries, they're not doing, India's not doing anything. India is selling oil to Russia, you know, or buying oil from Russia. You know, China is not going to stop doing anything. And even when, okay, now that's another can of worms. I can dive into all that stuff. But anyway, sick days, sick days. We were going to have a big strike over a week of sick days. That was what's going to happen. And I guess that's been averted now, so we can say that's been averted. So anyway, check it out. Like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. And let's see what we got coming up here. There you go. That's a good one. Let's knock that out. But one of the great sponsors I like to mention, and that is the Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. They are a great outfit out of Denver, Colorado. That's ltrtransportation.com, Load to Ride Transportation. They are transportation. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and I's. So hang tight. We'll be back here in a second. That's Redneck and I's Radio Live. We'll see you in a bit.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. The stars and stripes and the eagle fly. If there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we be. The bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
morning, everybody. Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. You can check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Redneck and Eyes, the name of the YouTube channel. You can find the link to that on our website, redneckandeyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live, all things trucking and then some. We appreciate everybody joining along and listening. And like I said, if you got any ideas or anything that that you want to chime in on, just give me a holler. And you can just call 515-602-9731 and then push 1 to be part of the conversation. And we appreciate everybody doing that. And we were just talking about how the railroad strike is probably going to be averted as what it stands right now. The Senate passed the bill to agree, like, they're taking the offer that the companies are offering. They're not going to get their sick time like the unions wanted. So, and the Biden administration said they're going to keep fighting for that. But as of right now, let's not do that right now with the Christmas and all that. So a lot more things happening in politics as far as the debt ceiling and all that kind of stuff and everything. So we'll see how all that goes. The thing I want to talk about was I just was scrolling through the internet and saw that there's a bunch of movies coming out this next year that I'm pretty excited about. It's pretty awesome. So I don't know if you guys like movies. I love movies. So it's one of the things that I wanted to kind of chime in on, because as a truck driver, we like going to the movies. I think that most truck drivers do. And sometimes you get a theater in the truck stops. But not only that, parking lots and movie theaters are huge these days, or you park by a shopping mall that's got a movie theater. So you can just park, go to the movie, and just hang tight, you know, and watch a good movie. So we all know, everybody, of course, knows about the Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum Mania, coming out. That's in February. And we've already seen trailers to that. That's coming out. It's following the MCU thing, you know, the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe storyline. And we're introducing the new big bad villain. You know, if you're into that, it was Thanos, right? Now it's Kang, the Conqueror. And it's a multiverse, time travel kind of thing. So we're excited about finally bringing it all together. That's the big thing I always like about those movies, is they keep the story going, bringing it together. And Ant-Man's a good movie. It's funny how we didn't think that Ant-Man is a big, trivial, like, superhero in the comic book world, but it is. And now in the whole MCU, the Ant-Man technology is the basis for, I mean, basically that's how they solved the first problem. And now it looks like that's how the second problem gets created. So we'll see how that's going to be exciting about. They're bringing in a new Creed, the Apollo Creed from the Rocky storyline. Now, Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, will not be involved in this one. There were some interviews I saw where Sylvester Stallone was not happy with the creative process they went to. He told Michael B. Jordan, the guy that is the star of the movie, and looks like he directed this Creed 3, he told him, "You want to do anything else without the other guys, you let me know, and we'll be a part of it." So he's. I don't think he has a problem with Michael B. Jordan. It was the big producers, the big money guys. That's who Sylvester Stallone didn't get along with about the storyline. So, but Creed 3, that's coming out in March, and then there's another Scream movie, which ain't whatever. And then there's another, which is the DC Comics, which is Shazam, and I mean, I really don't know. Nobody has said anything, because I'm not a big comic book guy, and I don't really follow it that closely. I just know I like watching the movies. But I'm not real sure if this Shazam movie is going to fall in line with the Black Adam movie that just came out, because Black Adam, at the end of the movie, introduced Superman coming back to take on Black Adam, and then also had the woman that was in the, what was it called? I'm now the Suicide Squad, the person that was in charge of the Suicide Squad, that it was Octavia is that the woman's name, the actress? She was in there too, which she was good. She's good in the Suicide Squad. And that was a good movie. When they brought back the new Suicide Squad, I thought it was kind of cheesy, but you know, and then now we got John Wick, which is another comic book movie. Basically John Wick chapter 4. I don't know. The first John Wick was all right. Now I think they're just getting silly. I don't know. Somebody come and change my mind with that. I don't know. There's a Dungeons and Dragons movie coming out, a live action version of like the game and all that stuff, which I think is pretty cool. I used to watch that cartoon and everything. And then they've got a new Super Mario Brothers. It's kind of like one of those where it looks real, but it's animated. And so that's coming out in April. Evil Dead Rise. Haven't seen anything with that. It looks like they don't have any trailers put in for that one. And then Guardians of the Galaxy in May 5th, 2023. This is the one that got released today. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And I'm excited about that one because this is the next step in the MCU. I don't know if they're going to have any TV shows coming out between the Ant-Man movie and the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, because a lot of times they have these different series coming out Disney Plus. But this is, you know, James Gunn, the guy that did it all, he's directing it. All the people are coming back. Looks like we're going to get some Zoe Saldana coming back to it all, as well. So I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited about it, too. I'm hoping what they say is that the trilogy will be complete. That's what they're saying. So, and then they're saying that the Fast 10 is coming out in May. I don't know what that's going to entail. Little Mermaid in 2023. I thought that got released already. Maybe I was wrong. I don't know. But so the actual Little Mermaid movie will come out in 2023 in May 26th. Then we got the new Spider-Man, which is the Spider-Verse. That was a good movie. It was a cartoon, animated, and it was a Spider-Man talking about different universes, which kind of ties into the MCU thing that they're going through right now. And of course the you know, if you like the Spider-Man movies, it was a good movie. You know, it's animated, which, I mean, I wish they would have made it live action. That'd have been more fun. Then another big one that I'm excited about is a new Transformers movie. And I really didn't get involved. I guess what they're doing now is bringing in the new Transformers. So if you're my age and you grew up watching the Transformers and getting the toys back in the 80s, okay, it kept going. All right, it kept going. It was big. They had comic books, you know, storybooks, all that stuff about telling the story about the Transformers kept going along. They had more cartoons, and the cartoons were weird looking. It was almost like a computer-generated animation kind of thing. And they had this thing called the Beast Wars. Now, I was reading some comments, and there was a big popular thing with Beast Wars. And this is going to be, I guess, a introduction to that. And I guess the Beast Wars was kind of like a time where it was Transformers that looked like animals, and it stretched across, you know, started with, like, you know, it was like back in time and came through. And it was like, you know, so now it looks like it's a modern day thing, and some people aren't too happy about it, but, you know, hey, I'm excited for Transformers. I just like the animation, the graphics. It's really awesome. Looks like we got in June 23, a Flash movie coming out. There's no trailer for that, but another one got released today. I was really excited about, and that was Indiana Jones. Now, I thought the way they were showing it in the trailer, if you haven't watched the trailer, it's pretty cool. They weren't showing Harrison Ford's face. I mean, every time that you saw Indiana Jones, it looked like a younger version of Indiana Jones, and they were just showing like a profile or him walking away, you know, or stuff like that. And you thought, is that Harrison Ford? Is it not Harrison Ford? And the movie has Harrison Ford in it. Doesn't have anybody else showing to be looking like. And there's an actress, she's British, and she's like involved in something. And he says that I'm here to help her. She's my goddaughter, which means that she might be related to the guy. You know, remember the English guy that was his friend in the museum and all that? That might be like her daughter or his daughter. So that might be something, which is cool to bring the story together and everything. But it's Harrison Ford doing Indiana Jones, and it says Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I'm really looking forward to it. It's Indiana Jones is exciting. Great story. I really wish they would turn it into a series. Find a new young actor and create it from the beginning. Like go back into the 20s when he's in school or something. You know, start young, and then you could just have it go on. You know, kind of like a Doctor Who, but it's Indiana Jones. That's what I think. Because, I mean, these period TV series where they take place in different eras or different times and different worlds. They're popular. I mean, 1883 is now 1923, and it's awesome. And it, of course, it's a Western style, but Indiana Jones can be starting at that time frame. I mean, I forgot what year when River Phoenix played the young Indiana Jones as a kid, as like a 15-year-old or whatever. I mean, that just started there. Pick up where that left off. You know, have an older guy play his dad. I mean, that would be just fun. I would like to see that. Another Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise coming out in July of 2023, and it says Dead Reckoning Part 1. So that's we haven't seen. Well, there is a trailer for that, and it's on the website I'm looking at, which is from Rotten Tomatoes. Oppenheimer is July 21st, 2023. Christopher Nolan's buzzed about biopic of the physicist, the father of the atomic bomb. So Christopher Nolan, he's British, in case anybody didn't know that. And isn't he the one that did like 1917 or Dunkirk? Didn't he do those movies? Or they're really good. I mean, they're period movies. And it's kind of like, you know, you got to get into the story. And the story is, it might be confusing, but it's pretty interesting. The Marvels, which is Captain Marvel 2, coming out July 28th. And we've already seen, I'm a big the MCU thing. So we had Ms. Marvel, which the comic book really didn't come out until like 2016 or something like that. But it was a teenager that got abilities like Captain Marvel. And she was like a big, you know, Avengers fan. And she was, her biggest Avengers fan was Captain Marvel. And for Halloween, she went as Captain Marvel. And then it's funny how she gets these powers. And now she's going to be in the movie for the Marvels. That's why they changed it, because in the comic books, more and more of these women get these abilities. And then now you see them kind of get tied together. And that's where you're going to see the Marvels, which is going to be all of them together, which is the original Captain Marvel, which is going to be Brie Larson, and then the others that were in like WandaVision and Ms. Marvel. It's going to be awesome. Martin Scorsese does a movie called Roosevelt, A Legacy of the 32nd President of the United States, gets a Martin Scorsese treatment with Leonardo DiCaprio. So it looks like Leonardo might be playing Roosevelt. And it says star in the Great Depression and World War II. Okay, so that's what I was going to wonder. I was like, well, which Roosevelt is he talking about? And it looks like he's going to be playing the second one. It's not Teddy, because it says that Leonardo DiCaprio, who else is set to star as the leader who navigated the Great Depression and World War II, which is Franklin, right? And that's set to come out July of 2023 as well. Margot Robbie is knocking out a movie called Barbie, where she actually is like in a pink Corvette. And I don't know, that might be pretty silly. It says after her stellar adaptation of Little Women, director Greta Gerwig is back for her high concept original, which chronicles the most famous doll ever. And she's banished from Barbie land and introduced to our world. Okay, well, there you go. Kind of fish out of the water kind of thing. Some of these others I don't really see. Of course, now that you're getting into August, it's like nobody cares. You know, you're going to have a horror movie coming out, another horror movie coming out. another Exorcist movie in October. And then Dune Part 2 is coming out, they say, in November of 2023, which that's a pretty good movie. Oh, and then, okay, so let me play this real quick. Pretty exciting. Let's see here. What time is it? Okay, we got a little bit. So I was going to look at this deal here and show you. Come on now. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Funny. Oops. So look at this. Can you see that? So that is a new Hunger Games. Now, when the Hunger Games came out, I didn't see it right off the bat. I think I saw it like at a dollar theater when I first saw the movie, I'm like, what kind of freaking communist left-wing mumbo-jumbo is this crap? You know? And I was wondering how they, why this is, you know, such a big deal. Why was this a hit movie? And why did so many people look forward to this? And why did it get, like, pushed by Subway and, you know, Walmart? I mean, everybody was sponsoring it and everything. And it was a big hit. I didn't think nothing of it. Like, I wasn't a big book reader at the time. And so the second one came out. And I'm like, well, let me go check it out and see what, you know, maybe it'll bring it together and maybe make me like the first one better. Right. So I saw the second one, and it was all right. It was more fun and more action-packed and not as, like, boring to me. So as I'm walking out of the theater, there were several people in front of me, and they were talking. That one person says to the other, this movie followed the book a lot better than the first one did. So I stopped them. I said, hey, excuse me. So you're telling me this is based off a book? And he's like, yeah, there's three books. Now, at the time, I had just gotten into the truck driving Audible deal where you listen to audiobooks. So I went online to the Audible app, and I found the books, all three of them. They were a special deal for, like, you know, all three of them for like $20 or whatever. So I got them all three. And I tell you what, at the end of like 5 days, I had gone through them all, and it was the best story. Off the three books, it was one of the best stories I've ever heard. I mean, you could make those three books into like a, you know, 10 season or you know, 6 or 7 season TV show. It is a great, great story. All the details in the book completely left out of the movies. The first movie, they didn't even go along with the book hardly at all, as far as the whole, you know, the essence of the story, which is the love story. You know, all they were talking about was the actual event, which that's the reason why I think you didn't like it as much, is because you didn't like the event. The event was not the story. And so the Hunger, you know, the story, the title of the book, The Hunger Games, everybody's like, well, let's focus on The Hunger Games itself. No, it's the people. It's the story. It's the world. It's the government, all that stuff. And if you're into that, a new one coming out called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and it's about when President Snow was a senior in high school, and that's what it is based off of. When the book came out, I got the book. I read the book, and it was a good story. And this one, and this is going to be the movie based off of that, coming out November 17th of 2023. November is kind of like the time frame that these movies now got released, because the third and fourth movies got released in November, and it was a big deal. So this is, and the Francis Lawrence, the same guy that directed the last three movies. He didn't direct the first movie, but he directed the last three. He's doing it. So I'm excited about this too. This is going to be a lot of fun. And it's following a young Cornelius Snow, which is the President Snow character that was played by Donald Sutherland in all the movies. And even then, the story of President Snow in the book is way better it's more evil. Like President Snow is an evil person in the book, just mean and evil. And that's why at the end of the, if you haven't seen it, or it's okay. That's why at the end, when she doesn't shoot him and shoots the other president instead, that's what the difference was, is that in order for the good president to win the war against President Snow lost the war, but in order for the other president to win, which was, I forgot the character's name, and I forgot the actress that played her, but you find out that person is even more evil. That's the big thing, is that person is even more evil than Snow, and Snow was evil. He was bad. So now what we got here is Snow is, well, he's not the bad guy in this, as far as I could tell. So here, let's see. It says play. See, it's a minute 27. Let's see what we got. We don't want ads. Let the ad play. Mute it, and then we'll unmute it.
12, 13, 14.
This movie will be... Story, we're like 75 years. And President Snow was... President Snow was a senior in high school, the first Hunger Games. And then you say, okay, so then we get the 75th Hunger Games. That's they call it the quarter quill. So the 75th was the second movie. The 74th was the first movie. 75th Hunger Games was the second movie, you know, when they were in the beach. So you think about it, President Snow was like in the 90-year-old range, and that's the how old that person would be. And this tells you about the technology of the time. We're very far into the future. If you ask the writer of the books, what she did was she created this world based off of flipping channels one night, and she was watching the war in Iraq coverage, like on CNN and all that, where they were showing the actual war. And then she were watching, like, flipped over to, like, I think it was Gladiator or one of those older Gladiator movies where people were watching them battle. And she said, what if we did that today? What if we sent these young men and women that we send to war, what if instead we sent them to, you know, be on television and play these games that entertained us so much to the death? So that's how she created the Hunger Games. And it's a good world. It's actually believable to me, because it's basically communism, and they've separated the districts. I don't know. We'll have another episode talking about all that, but I got to go to work. But it's something else. I'm excited about it, and that's going to be fun. So like I said, check it out. That'll be in November of 2023. So a little less than a year from now, and then they're doing it says the Color Purple, the musical, the Wonka, in 2023 December, the Color Purple, and 2023 December, and then Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel December 20th in 2023. Aquaman set to deliver on Christmas Day. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom in 2023. That's on Christmas Day. The Nightingale, Legally Blonde 3. Whatever, dude. I don't know. That might be pretty fun. I'm excited about the summer movies, though, with Transformers, Indiana Jones, what's this one here, the Mission Impossible, and then, of course, you got more Marvel movies, and then the Spider-Verse, Fast 10, Guardians of the Galaxy. That's going to be fun. Dungeons & Dragons, that's going to be interesting, too. And, of course, if you're into John Wick, and then, of course, we got Shazam, and then Creed. So, yeah, they're getting back to it. Like watching movies, you know, going to the movie theater, man. I love popcorn. Everybody, tell me who, do you hate going to the movie theater? Who hates going to the movie theater? You know, and people would shut the hell up and quit talking. Maybe have some respect for each other. You know, I'm one of those. I'll tell you to shut the hell up. Even people I'm with, if I'm with somebody and they're jabbering, shut the hell up, man. Movie's on. Yep. So anyway, let's see what we got here. Go find another good one. There we go. So, yeah, we're going to sign off now. Hope everybody has a great night, and we'll be back tomorrow night. It'll be every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can check us out. 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody following along, listening along. Like I said, go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And I don't know. We'll see you guys tomorrow. So stay safe. Stay successful. Keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road.
And I'm leaving old Salt Lake with a push and a pull. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chugga-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Turn up that radio. Don't want to think about a rodeo. Don't want to think about a roundup up in old Cheyenne.
Well, it's a crazy circuit. Papa, still you work here. Turn down that soundboard. Let's get up and check the stand. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville. Chug-a-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.
Recording stopped.